This is your daily news fix, the Daily Brief, right here on RCR.
Good afternoon, it's Monday, February 17th, and I'm Megan McNamara bringing you RCR's Daily Brief. Today we have Paul Brennan bringing you the news before we hear from former judge and media law expert David Harvey on new proposals to regulate independent online news sites. Marty Gibson will join us with some commentary on the controversial confirmation of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Secretary of the US Department of Health and Human Services before we turn to our daily update from Natalie Cutler-Welsh with RCR Signpost. Let's get started.
Good afternoon, I'm Paul Brennan for RCR. According to documents released to media, New Zealand's Internet Safety Agency sued the Human Rights Commission in 2023 after the commission criticised social media for failing to protect Jacinda Ardern from online abuse. In October 2023, then-Chief Human Rights Commissioner Paul Hunt said X and Meta endangered Ardern by allowing her to be targeted by violent and misogynistic content. The documents showed Hunt flagged a 48-hour period in September 2023 when an ex-user with 400,000 followers posted dehumanizing and sexualized attacks against Ardern. In response, a barrister representing NetSafe and NZTech accused Hunt of bias and acting unlawfully. The leak occurred just days after the Broadcasting Standards Authority released a discussion document reviving a plan for an independent media regulator and code of conduct called Safer Online Services and Platforms that would include stricter rules against harmful content, misinformation, and hate speech. Members of Brian Tumaki's Destiny Church have disrupted an Auckland Gay Pride event where they performed a haka to block oncoming parade marches. In another incident, the protesters attempted to drown out a so-called Drag King children's storytime event, resulting in those involved being barricaded in the room. The Free Speech Union called the actions an appalling example of the thug's veto and compared them to the intimidation of Posey Parker by radical trans activists at Albert Park in 2023. Mayor Wayne Brown and Labour leader Chris Hipkins condemned the protest, while Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said the demonstrators had gone too far. Tumaki was unrepentant on X, boasting, "Yep, too right, we disrupted it. The Auckland Rainbow Parade has gone on for too long unopposed in the city. We are declaring a war on woke in New Zealand." In other New Zealand news, the Cook Islands has signed a comprehensive partnership with China without informing New Zealand of its contents beforehand. Although the Cook Islands is a sovereign state, an existing treaty requires New Zealand to assist with its foreign affairs, disaster response, and defence. The deal with China was announced just as NATO called for Pacific nations to increase their defence spending to counter China's influence. Public Service Commissioner Sir Brian Roach has said the public sector is not fit for purpose and must be reorientated to embrace social investment, data, and AI. Over the weekend, Regulations Minister David Seymour also called for a significant reset on red tape. Engineering New Zealand Chief Executive Richard Templer warned that hundreds of engineers were losing their jobs and leaving the country due to delays in public infrastructure projects. Templer said large firms in Australia were quickly hiring the departing talent and urged the government to clarify its infrastructure plans to prevent further losses. Turning to international news, just days after another deadly terror attack in Germany, US Vice President J.D. Vance delivered a speech to the Munich Security Conference, calling on Europe to address its problems with mass immigration and free speech. Speaking to security officials, Vance said the biggest threats to Europe's democracy were threats from within. Former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair has urged the British government to roll out a digital ID program to combat crime, welfare fraud, and illegal immigration. Blair argued that populist politicians like Nigel Farage had exploited public frustration over these issues, but had not proposed real solutions. He claimed digital IDs would force populists into the difficult position of opposing a practical fix. And that's RCR Bytes News for Monday, February 17th. I'm Paul Brennan.
Now to an important media story. Last week, the Broadcasting Standards Authority released a consultation document proposing major regulatory changes that could threaten independent online outfits and free speech online. The proposal has sparked significant concerns regarding censorship, with notable opposition from groups such as the Free Speech Union. The Safer Online Services and Media Platforms discussion document outlines plans to introduce a unified regulatory system that covers both traditional and digital media, including social media platforms, streaming services, news websites, and broadcasters. Plans also include the establishment of an independent regulator to enforce compliance with content standards and safety measures. Additionally, there will be stricter rules designed to protect users from harmful content, such as misinformation, hate speech, and damaging online interactions. This topic was discussed last Friday on RCR's media panel, The Fourth Estate. Here's what David Harvey, an expert in media and internet law, had to say about it.
Since the 1920s, the state has been involved in broadcasting, and you're never going to get the iron hand of the state off radio and TV. It's always going to be there. And although they say RNZ is independent, TVNZ is independent, they are not. They are linked inextricably to the state, which is why outfits like private radio and now internet radio and internet TV and so on and so forth are so important, because they do not fulfill the definition of broadcast in that they don't use spectrum. You go out online. And this is wonderful. I mean, this is an example of how the digital paradigm completely disrupts previous business models. So now we have outfits like RCR and like the platform and various others that can provide an alternative. So what the new proposals are suggesting, along with a whole lot of other stuff, is that these platforms will become absorbed into Broadcasting Standards Authority jurisdiction. And it won't just include broadcast, it will be basically dissemination. That means that outfits like RCR and the platform and all of the others will possibly be subject to this. And one of the things that I know RCR and the platform put out there, if you like, is we are not subject to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. We are separate from them. We are truly independent. And the problem is that once you fall under the watchful eye of a regulator, you are not.
RCR will of course be staying across this story to keep you fully informed on any developments. It's time now to hear from RCR's Marty Gibson on how RFK's plans to make America healthy again are being received. Over to you, Marty.
Hi, Megan. At the end of last week, the US Senate confirmed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as President Donald Trump's health secretary, putting the prominent vaccine skeptic in control of US $1.7 trillion in federal spending. That's $3 trillion New Zealand dollars, in charge of vaccine recommendations, food safety, and health insurance programs. He's already talking about better farming, better food, and better testing of the vaccines given to children. This has caused many of New Zealand's big pharma cheerleaders to clutch their pearls into dust. In an orgy of the lady doth protest too much, Auckland University vaccinologist Helen Patousis-Harris, sounding more and more like a teenage girl who wants to write vampire novels, told 3 News that RFK Jr. is a very, very dangerous man. I don't think the creators of The Simpsons saw this coming. I mean, it couldn't be possibly worse. You have a person who creates information that is not true and profits off it. In the same way a stopped clock is right twice a day, she's partially correct. It's hard to imagine that RFK Jr. could do worse for the health of Americans than the cabal of sock puppet agencies and vested interests, which have overseen a precipitous decline in American health since the late 60s, when Dr. Fauci began his climb to become the J. Edgar Hoover of the U.S. health system. In America, almost 60% of people currently have a chronic disease. That's a 500% increase from rates in the 80s. The death rate from COVID in the U.S. was 1,600 people per million, compared with 44 per million in Finland, 14 per million in Cuba, and between 1 and 10 people per million in Africa. The U.S. has the world's sickest children, and 1 in 4 kids in the U.S. leave elementary school on a drug they'll be on for the rest of their lives. Americans use three times more pharmaceuticals than the rest of the world and pay the world's highest prices for them. In 1989, there was an explosion in the rates of chronic diseases. 3 years after Congress granted vaccine manufacturers immunity from liability and vaccine schedule mushroomed to capture the opportunities Big Pharma had lobbied for. Corporate media played along to safeguard the 50 to 70% of the advertising revenue that comes from drug companies and faithfully ran interference when anyone asked questions. In a press conference following Kennedy's confirmation, his communications director, Highwire founder Del Bigtree, brandished a vaccine information insert and lambasted the media for being complicit in the decline of America's health, saying, "I hate to be so emphatic, but we've been ridiculed and lambasted for so long by you while our children got sicker and sicker and many of them died. RFK Jr. is going to begin a conversation of transparency, of talking about the actual science that is written in every one of these inserts, pages and pages by the manufacturers about real injuries to real people, and none of the people in front of me have ever written about the story. Why? How can you say you're doing your job? Who are you working for?" And in New Zealand, we should ask the same questions. As Americans seem set to escape the corporate stranglehold on their health, New Zealand is suddenly relaxing its regulations on bioengineering and courting investment by BlackRock. Unlike America, things could possibly get much, much worse here. Back to you, Megan.
Thanks, Marty. Okay, now let's go to Natalie Cutler-Welsh with today's RCR Signpost.
Thanks, Megan. Happy Monday, everyone. A brand new week here. And that means fresh conversations and must-hear shows on RCR. I'm Natalie, and this is The Signpost, your inside scoop on what's coming up. Did you catch last night's Tips and Tricks webinar, where Alia and Marie took attendees on a guided tour of the new RCR app and website, showing you where to find everything, how to navigate it like a pro, and the best ways to supercharge your RCR 2.0 experience? If you tuned in, you're already ahead of the game. And if you missed it, no worries. The recording will be available later today. So don't miss this chance to get the inside scoop on how to stay informed and be part of the movement driving change. Today on Health Hacks, the great Dr. Guy Hatchard alerts us to the extraordinary GM invasion of our supermarkets by stealth and the hidden risks of genetically modified ingredients in our food. He breaks it down and shares simple, smart ways to protect yourself and your family. On that note, time is running out. Today is the last day. There are only a few hours left to have your say on the government's gene technology bill, a decision that could strip away vital health and environmental safeguards. I did mine yesterday, and I promise it was quick and easy. If you haven't spoken up yet, now is the moment. You can head to www.genetechgamble.co.nz. That's genetechgamble.co.nz for your free action pack and feedback template. It only takes minutes to get heard, and you've got until 11:59 p.m. tonight. Coming up tomorrow, Tim Wilms checks in from Australia on the Wilms Report, tackling the tough conversations around racism, anti-Semitism, and hate speech. Over on the Rural Report, Don and Jazz Preet we'll dig into the newest tools in AgriZero's methane-busting arsenal, including red seaweed and an exciting patent-pending molecule from Sweden that could be a game-changer for emissions reduction. And later this week, award-winning journalist Rachel Stewart joins Team RCR, bringing her sharp insights and fearless take on both local and global events. You won't want to miss it. And if you did miss anything from last week, here's what's been waiting for you on the app. Paul Brennan and Professor Rob McCulloch break down the government's visa for high-end visitors, while Ilya Neppenhalt from the Offline Club chats with me about why disconnecting helps you to reconnect. I even tried a mini digital detox over the weekend. The fluoride debate is heating up. Paul talks to Whangarei Mayor Vince Cocirillo about the legal pressure on councils refusing to fluoridate. If you're into politics and finance, you can catch the weekly roundup with Diwa DeBoer and William McGimpsey, Farzan Irani on Money Talks, and Lindsay Perigo and Paul dissecting Trump, Musk, and global politics. And if you're keeping an eye on media bias or rural issues, don't miss these. Bob McCroskey and Rodney Hyde call out media spin, while Jazz Preet and Don break down the impact of government environmental policies. There's plenty to dive into, so you can head to the app and tune in. Speaking of the app, we've made a small tweak to the app to make listening even easier. You'll now find the latest channel right at the top. Just tap on an interview and it will play continuously from one piece of content right through to the next. No need to stop and tap. Perfect for hands-free listening while you're on the go. And as always, we want to hear from you. If you've got an opinion on the latest interviews or big issues, if you've seen something that you feel like we're not covering, get in touch. You can text us 2057 on the text or drop us an email, inbox@realitycheck.radio. We are listening and we're ready to receive your views. That's it from me, Megan, back to you.
And that's all from us this Monday. I'm off now to provide my feedback on the gene technology bill. Submissions close tonight. As always, you'll find all the links to the interviews featured in today's episode below. Please join us again tomorrow for another edition of RCR's Daily Brief. Until then, see ya.